Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, next week, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about an economic update. Lots of changes can happen quickly this year in the economy, so I'll talk about the most important ones that we could see. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to let you know that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. My toll-free number is 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that you can be much more successful by knowing what time it really is before you take important actions or make important decisions. My 2011 Good Timing Guide, Time Codes for Success, is an easy-to-use color-coded calendar. It shows you quickly and easily the best dates for your important activities. It includes information on all the codes as well as plenty of recommended job practices. It also shows those timeout periods to avoid because nothing comes with the actions taken during those times. To get your own 2011 Good Timing Guide, go to my site at askmadeline.com. Or just call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Now, can you believe we're now into June? As promised by the Mayan calendar, the speed of this year is amazing. In case you haven't noticed, we're now doing the same amount of transformation in 18 days that we were doing in about a year. Now, this rate of transformation changed back on March 9th, and we're nearly to the end of the third day of the ninth underworld, or transformation period. We'll start the third night of this period on June 7th, and this gives us 18 days to integrate the changes. We had a few technical difficulties there, so here we are. Next, did you get eclipse this week? Did you have an unexpected situation arise from out of the blue? And maybe it was a showstopper, or perhaps something you were expecting to work out fell apart this week? We've had a tough week with a solar eclipse on June 1st, and 3 days with expected deals or events not coming through as expected. This June 1st eclipse is associated with loss, separation, and aggravation, although it comes with growth and expansion. So take a deep breath, or several of them, if you experienced any of this. The first eclipse of three eclipses, which occurred on this past Wednesday, has a secondary meaning related to rising above limitations and social conditioning, and or standing up for yourself. The energy of this eclipse encourages you to pursue your rights to be taken seriously. If you're impacted by this eclipse, you'll want to improve your situation as much as possible. And if you use these energies negatively, you'll feel you deserve better, but you'll blame others for your situation instead of improving it. Now, how can you know if your business or you will be impacted by an eclipse? The June 1st solar eclipse occurred at 11 degrees and 2 minutes in the sign of Gemini. So if you have planets or personal points between 7 to 15 degrees of either Gemini or Sagittarius, then you or your company will be impacted by this eclipse. Now, next, already peaked and staying in range through June 7th, we have a period when leaders take responsible actions and handle their duties in a balanced and fair way. This is the cycle of Sun trine Saturn, and this is a particularly good time to talk to your manager or to a high-level sales prospect regarding important decisions. That's because they're more likely to support you at this time. Now, if you're the leader or manager, then a lot is expected from you now, so clear the deck so you can attend to it and make the best decisions possible. Now, beginning tomorrow on June 4th, we have a cycle that's associated with inflation and higher interest rates. This is the cycle of Jupiter sextile Neptune. The cycle actually peaks on June 8th and stays in range through June 23rd. This is a fairly mild cycle, so if it does result in inflation or higher interest rates, it's likely to lessen a bit by the end of the year when we'll get a deflationary cycle. The cycle is also responsible for the green dollar days between June 4th and June 8th, providing an impetus to spend money. And that's especially on intangibles, or possibly without noticing the budget. So be careful what you buy now and make sure you keep track of it. Also on June 4th, the planet Jupiter moves into the sign of Taurus. This suggests high growth for banks and investment firms over the next year. That may be one of the ways we'll manage to keep everything going for a while longer. Jupiter stays in Taurus through June 10th, 2012, and it enters Gemini on June 11th, 2012. Now, while it's in Taurus, Jupiter will also provide some growth to Virgo industries like healthcare, computers, and some retailers. Real estate, business consultants, and property management companies, mining, will also be in bigger demand, as Jupiter will also provide some growth to Capricorn industries and companies. Now, at the same time that's occurring, we also have a new cycle beginning that's associated with very large growth. This is the cycle of Jupiter trine Pluto. Now, this growth is practical, solid growth, creating structures that allow you to grow in real ways. Now, depending on the type of product or service that you sell, this could mean either that you could gain very large and powerful clients, or you could gain major access to the masses. The cycle is particularly good for working with very large business clients. Jupiter trine Pluto comes into range on June 4th, peaks on July 7th, and stays in range a very long time through April 14th of 2012. Now, anyone can make good use of this by starting important projects during this time. The cycle is relatively uncommon. The last time we had it was in late October 2002. And the next time we'll get it is in late June 2016. So make good use of it. Next, beginning next Monday, June 6th, we have another cycle that needs a watchful eye. This is the cycle of Venus square Neptune and Chiron. Essentially, this suggests that financial blunders or deception are afoot. This can also apply to romance, so make sure you know who you're dating. Often you think you have more money than you do, or you forget how much you're really spending. Or you're falling in love with an idea in your head instead of the person in front of you. This needs extra caution because whether it's money or love, Venus square Chiron suggests the potential to lose a lot of money or have a big disappointment in love. This is a good time to avoid investing since you could make poor investment choices during this period and lose money. Now, beginning June 7th, we start a cycle that's associated with not seeing something clearly. This is the cycle of Mercury conjunct the Sun, and it's due to the fact that Mercury cannot be seen when it's too close to the Sun. However, when this cycle peaks on June 12th, we get several hours of perfect clarity. This occurs between 11:32 a.m. to 10:10 p.m. Pacific time on June 12th, or 2:32 p.m. on June 12th through 1:10 a.m. June 13th Eastern time. This is like being in the eye of the hurricane, the one place of calm. Now, after that period of clarity, though, this cycle continues to give challenges regarding seeing something clearly until it's out of range on June 19th. So be careful about making important decisions during this period unless you make them on June 12th. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. Do you have something important to do? Do it tomorrow on Saturday, June 4th. This is the best day we have until June 17th, so make good use of it any way you can. Next week, we have challenging final results for new starts until Thursday at 3:32 p.m. Pacific Time or 6:32 p.m. Eastern Time. Friday, June 10th has a good final result all day. Now, next week, we also have three long timeout periods on June 7th, June 9th, and again on June 11th. So go to my site at askmadeline.com to get the times for those timeout periods for your time zone if you don't have my Good Timing Guide. And just look for the Today's Guide on the homepage and set the time zone to yours. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens, and you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. Just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link in a box at the top right of the home page. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. Call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
About a year ago, I was feeling really stuck. I had been doing yoga, but I was bored with my practice and felt like something was missing. That's when I heard about the College of Aparna Yoga. Even though I didn't think I wanted to teach, I really got interested when I found out that it's not just for yoga teachers. I learned about yoga, meditation, how to care for my body, and how to develop self-confidence. The teachers were fantastic. The course was so much fun, and I really felt cared for. Now I feel my life is changing and growing. I feel new in my yoga and new in my life.
The College of Aparna Yoga. Save 20% when you apply with a friend. Visit yogatrainingseattle.com. That's yogatrainingseattle.com.
Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham-Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Did you know that if your vitamin D levels are optimal, that this more ideal level may actually protect you from the likelihood of most skin cancers, including squamous cell, basal cell, and malignant melanomas? With higher levels of this nutrient available to your tissues, the natural cancer-fighting ability of your immune system is activated and can control cancerous growths from growing. For more information, visit my website, powerfuld.com, or call me at 888-827-9770.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we can handle one more caller. And so if you have a personal question, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. That number again, 1-800-930-2819. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's my office, 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's start with Irene. She's calling in from Seattle, and she's thinking about doing some traveling really soon, and she wants to know maybe if it's a good time or not. What do you see for her? And her birthday is June 10th of 49 at 9:37 in the morning. She was born in Fargo, North Dakota. So, Irene, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Irene.
Hi.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm going to Europe this summer, and I actually have plans set, but I'm thinking when I'm looking at the Good Timing Guide and the green and the red lines, I'm thinking, based on what I've just read from you recently, I had a further question.
Okay.
Coming back from London, which is 7 hours from where we are, I have a flight that's leaving there at 1 o'clock, but
on
that
what
means
day?
I'll be leaving from. Pardon?
On what date?
On the 16th of August.
Oh, on the 16th of August. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I have 1 o'clock on the 16th, and I probably will be leaving where I'm visiting, however, before the red line turns green or over there. So I'm wondering, I think it
matters.
So
you're leaving during the timeout?
Leaving from where I'm visiting would be during the timeout, yes.
Ah.
Not a good
idea.
The plane
is leaving during the green final result.
Green, yeah.
Okay. Probably what's going to happen there is not too much, but, the challenge is you may have trouble getting to the airport. Traffic may be quite slow. I've had this happen to me. And so what happens, you need to leave extra early. I once had a flight that, I had plenty of time to get to, but, we sat in traffic for well over an hour before it started to move again.
So
I would give yourself a lot of extra time on that because you might be surprised by something and you don't want to miss your flight.
Okay.
The plane will probably take off fine because it's taking off during the green period. And the primary time to worry about a timeout is, of course, when you're leaving on the trip. It's not as much of a problem if it turns into a timeout, during your return flight. That actually is not much of a problem at all because, you're just enjoying the flight and there's not any real thing that you're trying to accomplish, per se, during that time.
You're underway already. That was the other part of my question, which is that it's London to Detroit, and then Detroit to Seattle starts during a timeout.
It does. So, yeah, there might be a delay then. I've had that happen too, where I get to the next leg, and it's leaving during a timeout, and the plane doesn't show up, or something of that nature happens where it's just not happening. One time I had a flight that I can't even remember what was happening at SeaTac. I was leaving SeaTac during a timeout period, and the plane did not take off at all, and they were trying to reschedule everybody onto my flight.
It was a real mess,
yeah. So
someone in first class obviously wasn't happy with what they were served.
Yeah.
That could have been it.
It was, yeah, travel can be quite challenging. I once left on a day with a yellow final result because I got backed into it. And I did not actually arrive at my destination. All the lines were yellow, and I didn't actually get there. I got put up in a hotel in Chicago or someplace. Yeah, so I have, you know, over the years, I've learned to pay attention to timing when I'm making my flights.
Stick with the green all the way.
it actually makes things a lot easier if you can do it.
Yeah. I wasn't aware that a yellow final result line would have such an impact.
I think it depends on which is the, you know, yellow shows up for a number of different challenging final results, and some of them are worse than others, so it depends a lot on what that final aspect really is. But it obviously can have that impact. And the other thing that is a big challenge is if it's an orange final result because something is falling out, and that might be your flight.
Yeah. So. Okay. All right. Well,
okay. Well, good luck in Europe this summer.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, Irene, for calling in. And yeah, have safe travels, I should say, in Europe. I've always wanted to go there, that's for sure. What about you, Madeline? Have you been overseas?
I have, and I've even spoken in the Netherlands, and I've been to Germany and England.
Oh, you little jet setter, you. I like it. I like it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we have one more caller. We can maybe do a quick reading if you're interested there.
Let's try it.
Yep. Elaine's calling in from Vancouver, B.C. She has give out the question in just a minute. Let me give you the information about her.
Okay.
Birth date is 9/27 of 55.
September 27, 1955,
you got it. At 2:40 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And she was born in Winnipeg, Canada.
Okay.
And Vancouver, B.C. is where actually Elaine is calling in from today. And her question is if there are any eclipses you see in her chart or happening anytime soon. So,
okay.
Yeah. Elaine, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thanks.
Hi, Elaine.
I met you last year at a seminar in Vancouver.
Oh, yes. I remember that. We were at the Cryon seminar, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. That was terrific. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're wanting to know if you're getting eclipsed here. Let me look here real quick and see what I see for you. Probably not the first one. So let me see the second one. Possibly the second one. It's kind of a question. You know, it's close, but it's kind of on the outside edge. There could be one on the second one, which is that lunar eclipse on June 15th. Have you had any kind of experiences of loss, separation, or growth and expansion that are coming up now or in the last few weeks?
I would say all of the above.
All of the above. Okay. Well, then obviously that one is obviously working for you. Okay.
So
and
how can I improve upon it?
The situation with these eclipses is that that second one is related to protection while practicing. So you might feel like you're in the throes of a real situation, but you're really in training. So if you continue to practice and pay attention, that will lead to greater abilities in the future when you'll really need them for a more demanding and tougher situation.
Could that be like I'm working on establishing my business? So
yes, that could be like that, yeah.
So every day I'm learning more. Shortening up the process, that kind of thing.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Getting
exactly
more efficient.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
because
you are
getting eclipsed
by the July 1st. I'm telling you this quickly because I'm going to have to go.
Okay.
But you are getting eclipsed by that July 1st solar eclipse. So, if you have a good timing guide, there is information about the eclipses on page 47.
Okay.
And you can check out that one there.
Yeah,
and it'll also be
in
the What's Up in the Heavens that I put out each week.
Right. I fear that I'm going to be called away to Winnipeg.
I'd have to spend a little more time looking at your chart cycles to tell you that for sure. Okay.
Well,
but give me a call if you'd like to know more.
Yes, thanks.
Thank you for calling in. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Are you getting enough sleep? It's hard to attract prosperity if you're tired. The universe will actually pay you to go to bed on time with more energy and higher sales or higher productivity. I know it's tempting to try to do just one more thing, but it really doesn't help you to start the week or a day tired. For just 1 week, commit to getting enough sleep and monitor your energy and sales. Prove it to yourself. You'll be more prosperous when you feel good. And next Friday on June 10th, I'll give you an economic update. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's A-S-K-M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletter so you can work in harmony with the universe. And you can call us toll-free, arrange a consultation or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. Again, that number is 877-524-8300. Now, stay tuned for Marine St. Germain. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Support for the Dr. Pat Show comes from the Lucky Palette Vegetarian Meal Service. Lucky Palette delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to the home and business throughout the greater Seattle area. For more information, call area code 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalette.com. Each meal is prepared in small batches with no preservatives. You'll never have to worry again about what's for dinner.
I just made the most amazing discovery.
What's that?
I've been searching for a way to save time in the kitchen and not sacrifice Larry's and my health. I finally found it. I ordered these amazingly delicious, quick, healthy meals online called Eastern Essence. Once I tried them, I realized why I hadn't found a solution till now. There's simply nothing like them in the grocery store.
Wow, I didn't think it was possible to have a packaged food that's truly healthy.
I know, but Eastern Essence is made with a special process that leaves 95% of the nutritional content there. Other organic convenience foods can't even come close to being this delicious and nutritious.
That is amazing.
They take less than 20 minutes to prepare, and Larry loves them. He's gazing at me the way he did when I used to cook everything from scratch. I think Eastern Essence is the way to a man's heart.
Eastern Essence, delicious organic Indian meals. Go to easternessence.com to order today.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let The Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.